your full name is as well?
Amber.
How you spell it, Matt? I know I'll spell it wrong, so. Oh, yeah. Miss Bishop, they told me, I was talking with some folks and they told me that you were born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But somebody told me you were an old man. I don't know who told me that, but. You spell that. Okay. Well, can you tell me about your folks?
My family was one of, you could say, your original family was ran off.
Yes, sir.
It was here. My grandmother died when she was 99 years old.
Yeah.
She lived here all her life. A lot of people from Grand Isle, migrated to Grand Isle from around the river. Fort Sulphur, that area, they migrated down here.
Yes, sir.
But there, my great-grandfather, on both sides, one was from France, and the other was from Italy.
Okay.
So
okay. Let's see, now on your, tell me about your grandparents on your mother's side first.
My mother's side, my great-grandfather, my grandfather,
yeah.
He was from, originally from France, from his daddy was from Italy, Sicily, Italy,
uh-huh.
My great-grandfather, on my mother's side.
Yeah.
There was, my grandmother was a Chickasaw. She lived all her life down, born and raised on Grand Isle. She died, she was 86 years old. She lived to be a ripe old age on both sides. We had five generations, as of 4 years ago, living on both sides of the family. Mother, my mother's side and my father's side.
Yes, sir.
And my grandmother used to tell me the stories about the old dance hall. It was located right here, not too far away. I've seen a little bit of the rough living on Grand Isle when I was brought up.
Yes, sir.
We didn't have electricity or anything like that. My daddy was a fisherman and a trapper all his life. That's all he ever done.
Yeah.
So we got raised the hard way, cutting wood on the outside in the coal. And
yeah, tell me about that.
The old wooden stove,
Uh-huh.
Well, we lived in a house that had three bedrooms and a small kitchen. And my sister lived in the same house with us, with my mother and my dad. She had 12 kids at the time. There was four of us, plus my mother and father, living in the same house.
Yes, sir.
It got kind of crowded,
But
my dad used to leave here around the beginning of winter and go to the mouth of the river, mouth of the Mississippi, to fish. He'd go on for 3 months at a time to trap and fish. That's how they made a living. That's how we used to eat. At the time, he didn't have, we used to eat mullets and red beans every other day. They call that Grand Isle ham, mullets and red beans. But we had to eat that or eat.
Okay. Your father was born here.
My father was born on Grand Isle, right? My grandmother too was born down here.
Did you speak French when you were?
Yeah, I couldn't speak a word of English until I was 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
Which I probably inverted English language now, but today the children doesn't speak French anymore. We don't teach them how to talk French. Everything we tell them is in English, and they really don't speak French. Very few small children speak French anymore.
Yes. Now, I know you've seen a lot of changes in Grand